New day, new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong,
positive.
Monday through Friday.
Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth. It's that time again where we go deep on some of the inspirational quotes that you posted for us. Hey, Miles, what do you have for us today?
Well, J.B., here are a few of our listeners' wonderful quotes, or our wonderful listener quotes, or our listeners who are wonderful in their quotes. Here's a few of them. I don't know which way to phrase that. Here's the first one. Jojo Cat Blue. In the desert, there is no sign that says, thou shall not eat stones. And that's a Sunni proverb.
No, this is a confusing one, Miles. There are several questions that it raises. For instance, is it saying that there are no rules in the desert? Or is it saying that they don't have to put a sign up about not eating stones in the desert because there aren't any fucking stones? I mean, is it a trick fucking sign? I don't need a sign in the men's room to tell me not to eat the fucking urinal cakes.
Right. You're saying it's an obvious sign.
I'm just saying, sometimes all a coat wants to do is fuck with you.
Right.
See? Take it somewhere where you don't need to be at sometimes.
Yeah. You're in the desert. You see a sign that says, thou shalt not eat stones. You're like, I'm dying in the desert. Who took the time to put the sign up, and where are they so I can get some water from them?
Fucking right, Miles.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Here's another one.
Or if they have it, one of those Sunny D's. You know what I mean?
You want a Sunny D?
Fuck yeah, Miles. I took a Sunny D in the desert.
It's a Sunni proverb. Wouldn't it be a Sunni D?
Oh, Miles, perfect. Fucking perfect. Fuck yeah.
I was being clever.
No, that's clever as shit, Miles.
Thank you.
I take the cleverness.
All right. Here's the next one. This is from Cyan Doce. I'm going to spell it. SyneCDoche underscore. Cyan Doce. I think that I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but thank you so much for your quote and your hard to pronounce screen name. Assertiveness is your ability to act in harmony with your self-esteem without hurting others. And that's an uncredited quote.
Mm.
Assertiveness is your ability to act in harmony with your self-esteem without hurting others.
If your ass is going to want to step up and be assertive, like yell at a bully or some shit, you had better make damn fucking sure that your ability matches how loudly you ask for some shit.
Yeah, you can't just stand up and demand something if you can't back it up, is what you're saying.
You can't, Miles.
Yeah.
Like some big dude says some shit to you, do you take that shit or do you step up and assert yourself?
How big is he? Is
it fucking huge? Motherfucker's huge, man. Yeah. You know how big he is?
How big
like the motherfucker on that movie Shrek. Shrek size.
Oh, Shrek size.
That motherfucker's huge.
Right.
Holy shit. I seen that motherfucker in TJ Maxx one time, Miles.
Was he like doing an appearance, signing things for kids?
No, he's fucking shopping like everybody else.
Uh-huh.
Walking around the bitch, shopping and shit.
Yeah. Probably just a big dude.
Big ass dude, man.
Yeah, I don't think it was actually Shrek.
You know, it was Shrek. What are you talking about?
So, but what do you do? What do you do?
I'm just saying, it's hard to have high self-esteem while you're getting your ass beat.
Yeah,
you know,
by somebody,
by Shrek.
Yeah. You're like, I'm wonderful. I'm the best.
Yeah. And Shrek is fucking you up like that.
Oh, take this, take that. Hey, this next one comes from Junebug 821. Music in the soul can be heard by the universe, and that's by Lao Tzu.
Mm. Let me tell you something, people. The brightest people light up the world.
Yeah.
Hell, they light the fucking universe.
Really smart people.
Think about the motherfuckers who built those damn space probes, the blueprints for those goddamn things were born in their souls, and now they're soaring through the fucking universe.
Beautiful.
The music of the soul is a powerful ass thing. Just make sure, if you're working on something special, that you wear headphones. If not, you live somewhere with thin ass walls, someone just might hear your shit and steal it. Also, those nosy motherfuckers will hear you having sex, and they put a cup on the wall, and they listen to all your shit.
Yeah. Does that work? A cup on the wall?
Fuck yeah, a cup on the wall works.
Yeah.
Put a cup on the fucking wall, and you hear every fucking thing.
I feel like you just hear what's going on in the cup.
No. What you do is, you put a cup to the wall like this, and you put another cup to your other ear.
Right.
See? And that's a Bluetooth.
I thought the first Bluetooth was just a dude with a rotten tooth.
No, you're thinking about something totally different, Miles.
Probably.
I feel like
I'm being more you than me.
Fuck that. Ain't nothing wrong with that, Miles.
Okay. Last one comes from John Cohen. John Cohen Artistry, who, by the way, let me tell you, John Cohen has sent us like some artwork for the show of us that's pretty amazing.
It's fucking amazing, Miles. Yeah. It should be a fucking museum somewhere or art studio somewhere. Fucking loved it.
Love his stuff. If you find yourself slandering anybody, first imagine your mouth is filled with excrement. It will break you of the habit quickly enough. And that's by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. So
I love the holiness. Yeah. I love that. I love that.
I feel like this was title. Late one night for the Dalai Lama. This was, but what do you got for this?
Okay. First of all, no disrespect to the Dalai Lama. But initially, when you said that damn quote, I thought your mouth was full of shit, Miles.
My mouth?
Yeah. Yeah. I did. I'm sorry. So sorry, Miles. I mean, what the fuck, Dalai Lama? Someone came to you for some deep-ass spiritual advice, and you sent them away with that?
Yeah.
I mean, you were getting towards the end of the book signing, and we're just running out of fucking profanities? That being said, though, game recognizes game, and I fucking get it. Now, when you talk bad about people, you are basically spitting some fucking bullshit. You know? So just know, if you plan on going to a party after you just talk some shit about someone, everything that comes out of your mouth at that party is going to smell like some shit.
Wow. I would love to see you and the Dalai Lama stuck in an elevator.
Oh, man. I'd like to see that motherfucker in a Snuggie. I would love to see that motherfucker comfortable in a nice Snuggie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I fucking love that shit. I would love it.
Well, I think there's a website called Dalai Lama Robe Fantasies that you can go to.
I love it. Hey, maybe, hey, onesies. I'd love to order one of those.
Okay.
Fucking nice onesie.
Well, thank you, listeners, for all of your like amazing quotes and for listening in particular.
Man, we truly appreciate that shit. And we hope we have gotten to the bottom of some of this shit you sent us. Yeah. We're just trying to help.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for joining us for a new day of May. I elaborate daily wisdom from JB Spook. Now, normally, each day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if JB can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. But today, we will be consensually squeezing one of your quotes for all of its spiritually vitamin-enhanced juices.
Mm-hmm.
Today's quote comes from another one of your fellow listeners, Sally Dude.
Ooh-wee.
Okay, here's a quote. Don't dig up in doubt what was planted in faith. Quote by Elizabeth Elliot.
Don't dig up in doubt what was planted in faith. God damn.
Yeah.
I like that.
Why?
Give me a motherfucking shovel.
What's that?
Give me a goddamn shovel, I said.
You gonna get a shovel?
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah.
All right.
Fuck that.
Well,
I'll do that.
All right. Well,
or I'll go to Home Depot and rent one of those tractors and shit.
Yeah, a tractor? You really want to?
Okay, I'm gonna dig deep.
Okay. Well, when we come back, JB is going to dig deep. We'll be right back. Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, don't dig up in doubt what was planted in faith.
Hmm. Now, first of all, I want to give it up to all the farmers out there.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, whoop you fucking whoop. They're the backbone of this goddamn country, man. You've been driving down a road, Miles, maybe driving to Tennessee or Arkansas somewhere, and you see a motherfucker driving a tractor on a fucking highway.
Yeah.
Right? And that motherfucker's in the middle of the road.
Yeah, you're like, get out of the way. I hate driving through this area.
Don't do that.
No.
Don't fucking do
that. Beep.
They're the fucking heartbeat of this fucking country. You don't do that.
Get out of the way, heartbeat.
Man, you stay behind these motherfuckers.
Right.
Right? And sometimes they have fucking dirt on the fucking tires.
Right.
Miles, a farmer's job is hard as hell.
Yeah.
You know, first they have that terrible ass dating site, farmersonly.com. God damn, what the fuck is that about?
Yeah, I don't
know. Shit. But you know, you go on that motherfucker, you find other farmers, farm girls, farm guys, whatever the fuck you're looking for.
Yeah.
See? Oh my God. They match you up with another fucking farmer.
Well, in old jokes, the farmer's daughter was always very attractive. So maybe you find a farmer's daughter.
Find a farmer's daughter.
Yeah. But that would be farmersdaughters.com, the whole other website.
Man, it don't stop, Miles.
No.
You know what I mean?
To the break of dawn.
To the break of Miles.
Which is when farmers get up.
And it don't stop.
Yeah.
Shit. No. I mean, Miles, do you know how early a damn farmer has to get up? Shit. Most farmers that I know get up before the damn rooster crows. And they sit there and the rooster late, Miles. This motherfucker got a job, one job.
Yeah.
And the farmer beat his ass up.
Yeah.
And took a shower, washed his ass, everything, and standing out there waiting for the goddamn rooster to show the fuck up. His stupid ass is late. Got one job to do.
One job.
Got one fucking job to do. You can't even do that shit right, rooster.
Yeah.
Shit, man. So anyway, sometimes so fucking early, in fact, that they could sneak up on that goddamn rooster Miles right before it crows and whisper in that motherfucker ear, shut the fuck up. I'm already up, bitch. See?
Yeah.
He say, shut the fuck up, rooster. I'm already up, bitch.
Yeah.
See? I'm already fuck up.
And rooster's like, relax, man.
He was like, oh, he got that fucking red. What's the red shit hanging from it? Is it some red shit hanging out?
Or yeah, what
red,
is that called?
Is it hanging here? And in here?
Yeah, he got
the fucking little red thing on top of his fucking head.
Yeah.
And got that, it's like more like what? A set of balls hanging from his fucking neck.
Yeah, I don't like to picture that.
So anyway.
All right. So get back to don't dig up in doubt was planted in faith. I feel like because of the dig and the planted, you're going farmer heavy on this. Mm-hmm. Where do you go from here?
So anyway, those farmers are fucking amazing, Miles. They clear the fields and they plow the fields and till the fields and fertilize the fields and then waters those motherfucking fields. See, it's a lot of shit they got to fucking do.
A lot of work.
A lot of goddamn work, Miles. Now, let's say that farmer does all that shit and has all those fields just right. It's at this point that the farmer plants the seeds of their choice. Metaphorically speaking, based on the goddamn quote, Miles.
Yeah.
And a lot of thought goes into what to plant. Now, what do people want? What do people fucking need? You know, you know like when they plant rutabagas. Oh, you ever had rutabaga before?
No.
Fucking rutabaga.
Is it good?
Oh, yeah. It's like a fucking, like a squash almost and shit. Called a rutabaga. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, for the sake of this, Miles, let's just say our farmer, his name is fucking Ned. Farmer ass Ned decides he's gonna plant corn, Miles.
Yeah.
Because he was told that it would bring him the most money. Now, Farmer Ned has never planted corn before.
Is Farmer his first name and Ned his last name, or you're just calling him Farmer Ned?
Yeah, see, Miles, people are born, from a long generation of farmers, they fucking named him Farmer.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you weren't disparaging Ned and just reducing him to Farmer Ned. But his first name is Farmer.
I know a few guys named like City Tim.
And that's his real name is City?
His real name is fucking City Tim.
Oh.
Suburb Sam. You know Suburb?
No. But I just think it's going down a ridiculous path.
So anyway, Miles. Now, that motherfucker never planted corn before. But he's grown a lot of different vegetables over the fucking years. So he's got faith that his damn corn is going to fucking grow. So anyway, a month later, guess what, Miles?
What?
That damn corn is not growing like it should. Uh-huh. Now, Farmer Ned is losing faith. He has lost fucking faith in that goddamn corn. And guess what happens, Miles?
What?
Guess what, Miles?
I don't know what to guess. He digs up the corn and...
No, Miles. You're always getting ahead of yourself. No, Farmer Orville from the other side of town stops by, see?
Also named Farmer.
And Farmer Orville starts asking questions. How you doing, Farmer Ned? What's your planting, Farmer Ned? Why'd you do that? Oh, shucks, Farmer Ned. You shouldn't have planted that goddamn corn. And now Farmer Orville has got Farmer Ned doubting himself.
Well, that wasn't constructive of Farmer Orville.
Oh, fuck, no, it wasn't constructive. And now Farmer Orville has got Farmer Ned doubting himself, doubting his fucking choice.
Oh, man.
And now, Miles, do you know what Farmer Ned did?
He dug up the corn?
Yes, fasty ass.
Okay.
Now, he dug up that damn corn and planted peas. But it was too late for the peas to grow, so Farmer Ned lost his goddamn farm.
Oh, see? That's horrible.
You know what else happened?
What?
Other damn farmer planted corn and went on to be rich. That's right. Farmer Orville fucking Rettenbacher grew that goddamn corn and never looked back. And now this motherfucker's the popcorn king of the goddamn world.
Wow. That clearly is not a true story. And you've opened yourself up to libel.
You can go in any fucking store and see the fucking popcorn on goddamn shelf.
I know Orville Rettenbacher popcorn exists. I just don't believe that's the origin story.
Miles, that's what the fuck happened, Miles.
Okay.
He almost tricked him into thinking that the corn was going to fucking grow, Miles.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it takes a while for corn to grow.
Right.
Corn takes its fucking sweet time.
It does.
That's where sweet corn came from.
Sweet. There you go.
See?
Yeah. I get the point of it. The point of it is originally Farmer Ed, Farmer Ned. I don't know Farmer Ed. He probably has another farm.
Farmer Ned.
Had faith and he had doubt and he dug it up because he lost faith because of Farmer Orville.
He fucking dug it up because someone didn't have faith in what the fuck he was doing.
See, okay.
Corn is very particular, Miles. If you know the farming world, you will know that the farming world is very particular.
Yeah.
First of all, corn beats up the soil.
It does.
Oh my God, it beats it up.
You can't plant corn in the same spot every year because it so depletes the... Yeah.
See, Miles,
I learned that on farmersonly.com, the lady I dated.
See?
Yeah.
See, it's more than just
she used to carry me everywhere we went, by the way. She was very strong.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
An ear of corn. See? It was a long-ass way, Miles.
It is.
See? Fuck me.
Well, okay. This was a great listener quote. Once again, thanks, Sally, dude. Don't dig up in doubt what was planted in faith. You went straight for the farmer. I think we really understand that there was some faith that planted and some doubt dug it up.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. I went for the farmer, but I was going to go for the fucking funeral director. I was going to go that route.
Oh, no, you don't want to dig up.
I started to, but I pulled myself back. I stopped myself.
I think it is important, though, to say to any funeral director out there, if you doubt that the person that you buried is actually dead, you probably should dig them up.
You see?
Yeah.
See? I was going to go down that path, but I thought that the farmer was a better route to go based on this goddamn quote.
Do you know, years ago when they, you know, when medical science wasn't great, they used to put a string in the coffin attached to a bell. And if the person was alive, they could pull the string. And that's where the dead ringer, the expression dead ringer comes from, which sounds like something you would say. And I would go that I don't believe it.
Miles.
And I almost still don't believe it because I said it, but it's the truth.
It's the fucking truth. That's where the dead ringer came from, Miles.
Yeah.
And people say that shit in all the old movies. You're a dead ringer. It says shit all the fucking time.
Yeah, they do.
You're a dead ringer. See, now people out there, I ain't know where the fucking dead ringer came from. And you can also request to have that fucking bell put in your goddamn coffin when you go. See?
I would definitely.
I'll put that shit in mine.
Or my phone. I'm going to take my phone with me.
Stuck in that goddamn coffin. I would ring the fuck out of that bell.
Or I would post. You know? That's a great Instagram post. Imagine.
How about you give a motherfucker a gazoo? A fucking gazoo.
I don't know that you'd hear that 6 feet down.
You fucking hear that shit? Of course you would.
Well, I think the Instagram, just a selfie and like, look who's dead. Check me out. And then,
or people get a plastic cup and put a plastic cup to the ground and put another plastic cup on the other ear.
Right.
And do that Bluetooth thing we talked about.
Yeah.
The early Bluetooth.
Hey, end this thing.
Okay.
The quote once again, short and sweet. Dig up in doubt what was planted in faith. How do you end this?
Okay. Here's how I hit the our true fans out there in the throat.
How?
Yeah. Sometimes you got to feel pain sometimes to get it. So, Now look, I know having faith in yourself, in the process, and even having faith in a higher force may seem difficult and sometimes even fucking silly. A kid puts their tooth under their damn pillow and has faith that a tooth fairy will exchange it for money or leave a gift card. Hey, do they do that, Miles? Leave a gift card.
I guess nowadays you could leave a gift card. I
fucking love that idea. A fucking gift card. Or they'll send it. They put the number in that motherfucker. You can cash app them.
That's even better. Now that way the tooth fairy doesn't have to carry around all that money.
I'm always worried about the tooth fairy
getting
walking
robbed.
Around with all that fucking money and someone hits them in the back of the fucking head and takes that fucking money.
Yeah. And all the teeth.
Takes the teeth and the fucking money.
Reporting that to the police. I picture that tooth fairy at the police department sitting at the desk trying to report. And what was taken? About $300 in change and a bag of children's teeth.
So, I mean, a kid puts their tooth under their damn pillow, like I said, and has faith that a tooth fairy would exchange it for money. Now, how fucking ridiculous does that sound, Miles?
It sounds crazy.
But when that naive-ass kid wakes up in the morning and looks under that pillow and lo and behold, sees some money where that tooth used to be, I mean, who's crazy then, Miles?
So you're saying...
Who's crazy then?
Sometimes faith sounds crazy, but sometimes crazy happens.
Sometimes crazy happens, Miles.
Right.
Hey, Miles, sometimes the things you want and the things you plan for don't necessarily come to you overnight. Like the fucking tooth fairy, Miles. Most of the time in life, to get what you want, you will have to implement several skills that you practice during your lifetime. And no skills you will ever practice will be more important to the process than the simple acts practicing patience and fucking faith.
Wow.
See that?
Wow.
See that, Miles?
Patience and faith.
Hey, I know a friend of mine, Miles, who took all his fucking teeth out and put them under the pillow because he's a greedy bitch. See?
What? Tell me more. Thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar a year of self-love. Daily affirmations and actions for self-compassion and self-worth. As always, we hope you had a good time and maybe even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment while you're at it, a great review and rating on Apple Podcasts. And please continue to leave us your quotes. As always, we'll be selecting some to feature on the show. Now, if you listen to this show, you know you've heard me say all this before. I have something special to add to the wrap-up. Hey, JB, I'm sorry to interrupt.
You have navigation on his...
Oh. You want to tell everybody what's happening next week?
Oh, Celebrity Week. Oh, my gosh. We got some amazing celebrities, and they deserve to be elaborated, too.
We're calling it Reach for the Fucking Stars. And each day, we'll be joined by a brand new guest to help us break down a quote. If you tune in every day, we promise you that your life will change. Please don't hold us to that promise. Visit Team Coco Podcasts on Instagram to find out who the guests are. It's mysterious. See you this coming Monday, October 25th. And don't forget to tell your friends to tune in all week for the full experience. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's...
The Tooth Fairy, bitch!
See you next time.
This has been a Team Coco production.